Let's go.
Welcome to session number 4 of Back to the Basics of Recovery. This is the payoff, the reward for our efforts, which is to overcome our seamlessly hopeless state of mind and body. We have demystified the 12 steps and show you just how simple this program truly is. However, we must keep in mind that recovery is an ongoing process. We don't just take the steps once and then rest on our laurels. We must repeat the process again and again in order to keep in fit spiritual condition. By taking the steps over and over, we enlarge and expand upon the spiritual awakening that brings about the new freedom and a new happiness. My name's Elgin.
And Mark.
And we will be your guides for this meeting. During this session, we will take steps 10, 11, and 12. The 10th step is a summary of steps 4 through 9. The 11th step shows us how to enhance our spiritual condition, connection with the one who has all power through prayer and meditation. The 12th step provides us with the guidelines for carrying our life-saving message to others. Let's start with the 10th step. It reads,
continue to take personal inventory and, when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. In steps 1, 2, and 3, we made the decisions that put us on a spiritual path. In steps 4 through 9, we took the actions necessary to remove those things that had been blocking us from the God consciousness within. Now, we're ready to grow into the promised spiritual awakening that will enable us to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. The key to the 10th step is the word continue. In the second paragraph on page 84, the Big Book authors emphasize the importance of continuing to take the steps.
Page 84, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 8. This brings us to step 10, which suggests we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. We vigorously commenced this way of living as we cleaned up the path. We have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. In this paragraph, the authors explain how to live one day at a time. We call this our 24-hour plan. We continue to take inventory, continue to make amends, continue to forgive, and continue to help others every day. Please note that starting with the paragraph on page 84 of the Big Book, the authors dramatically change the tone of the book. Until this point, they have used the words next, at once, promptly, we waste no time, to emphasize that we take the first 9 steps quickly. Now, at step 10, they tell us that this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. Here, they suggest we take steps 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis for the rest of our lives. On page 84, starting with the 8th line in the second paragraph, the authors summarize steps 4 through 9. Once again, they are emphatic that we take these steps quickly.
So let's go to page 84, paragraph 2, lines 8 through 14. We're all on page 84 now. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and tolerance of others is our code. Let's look at the first 3 sentences in this passage in more detail. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Now, these are the first 4 liabilities from our 4-step inventory. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. This sentence summarizes steps 6 and 7. We discuss them with someone immediately, that's step 5, and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. And this refers to steps 8 and 9. Again, when the authors ask us to make this daily review, they basically use the same words they used when they introduced us to the inventory and amends process earlier in the book. Here they write, at once, immediately, and quickly.
Here's a test for self-will versus God's will, the tenth step. Also in this paragraph, the Big Book authors present the test for self-will versus God's will for a second time. In the second session, we describe how we use this test to check the liability side of our four-step inventory to determine if we need to make amends. In the tenth step, the authors advise us to apply the same test with minor variations to our daily inventory. Here, they instruct us to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. The authors even provide us with specific directions on how to rid ourselves of these self-centered behaviors. First, we must realize they are not consistent with God's plans for our lives. Next, we take actions necessary to remove from self-will to God's will. We discuss our shortcomings with our sharing partner, ask the one who has all power to remove them, and if necessary, set right the wrongs. We then try to help someone else. The Big Book authors state that if we routinely follow this process, God will remove our addictive and compulsive behaviors. This is another of the many promises we find throughout the next text of the book. In the third paragraph on page 84, they write,
so let's go to page 84, paragraph 3, lines 1 through 4, and also page 85, lines 1 through 9, and then right down to line 12. So we're all on page 84. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, for by this time sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in our old way of living. If tempted, we recoil from it as a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. We will see that our new attitude has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it. Neither are we avoiding temptation.
We feel as though we have been placed on a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. This is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. How do we keep in fit spiritual condition? By taking a daily inventory. What is our reward? A daily reprieve. Now it's time to take step 10. The directions are in the second paragraph on page 84.
Okay, we would like everyone who is ready to take the 10th step to answer this question in unison. That is all together. And this is the question. Will you continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as you go along? And what is your answer?
Yes.
Thank you. According to the Big Book authors, those who have answered yes to this question have taken step 10. I don't know about the other guys. Now, let's move on to the 11th step. It reads,
sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of Him and will for us and the power to carry that out. This is the step we prepared for last session. We are now going to examine prayer and meditation in more detail. Then we will practice the 11th step by taking a 5-minute quiet time in order to listen and to record our guidance from the interdwelling spirit. The description of step 11 is found on page 85 through 88 of the Big Book. In the third paragraph of page 85, the authors ask us to conduct an 11th step on a regular basis.
So let's go to page 85, paragraph 3, lines 1 and 2. We're also going to be looking at page 86, lines 1 and 2. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men and women than we are use it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. Prayer and meditation puts us in direct contact with that power greater than ourselves, which will solve our alcohol problem. Starting with the second line on page 86, they provide us with some of the details.
Page 86, lines 2 through 4. It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. Then the authors provide step-by-step instructions of how to practice two-way prayer. They tell us they tell us what we are to do at night, in the morning, and throughout the day. At night, we review the day's activities. In the first paragraph on page 86, the author writes,
and this is page 86, paragraph 1, lines 1 through 9. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Or were we thinking of what we could do for others? Of what we could pack into the stream of life?
This paragraph contains a third reference to the test for self-will versus God's will. The Big Book's authors once again have made minor changes to the test they presented to us in the fourth and tenth steps. Nevertheless, it is still the opposite of the test for God's will based on the assets side of our four-step inventory sheet. Here we go again. Test for self-will, resentful, God's will, forgiving, self-will, selfish, God's will, unselfish. Self-will, dishonest, God's will, honest. Self-will, afraid, God's will, faithful. We can also use the same test during our morning meditation to check our guidance. In the second paragraph of page 86, the author provides us with directions for conducting a daily quiet time.
And that'll be on page 86, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 5. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives.
Let's look at the third sentence again. It reads, before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking. Please concentrate on these words. They were very important. Before we begin. Before we begin what? Before we begin listening to God. How do we know what we're supposed to listen to God? Because right afterward it says we ask God to direct our thinking. If we ask God to direct our thinking, doesn't it stand to reason that some of our next thoughts or feelings just might be of a spiritual nature? What do we do with those thoughts and feelings? We write them down. Why? So we won't forget them. After we write down our thoughts and feelings, we test them to determine the source. We do this because not everything we receive is from the indwelling spirit. Some of the message may be our ego at work. However, with time and practice, we will begin to trust our vital sixth sense and be able to separate the spiritual from the egocentric. Starting with the first sentence on page 87, the Big Book authors explain.
That's page 87, lines 1 through 9. Page 87. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a part of the working mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. Again, please note the change in the tempo of the book. Here the authors write gradually and as time passes. They are emphasizing that this part of the program is going to take practice, practice, practice. The authors are emphatic that all of our questions will be answered. In the third paragraph on page 86, they reveal how the God consciousness within is going to reply to our requests for help.
Page 86, paragraph 3, lines 1 through 6. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or a decision. We relax, take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answer comes after we have tried this for a while.
How does God speak to us? According to the big book authors, God is going to communicate with us through inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. If the one who has all power is going to provide us with the right answers, wouldn't it be a good idea to record them so that we don't forget them? We end our prayer and meditation by asking God to guide us through our daily activities. In the first paragraph on page 87, the big book authors write,
page 87, paragraph 1, lines 1 through 6. We usually conclude this period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. The big book authors then describe what to do any time we become troubled or confused. We relax and ask for guidance. Starting with the third paragraph on page 87, the authors tell us,
and this will be page 87, paragraph 3, lines 1 through 3, and then we're going to move to page 88, lines 1 through 7. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. It works. It really does. This is an ironclad guarantee. It works. From firsthand experience, we can state that two-way prayer has been working in our lives ever since we began a daily quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we don't receive any God-given thoughts, images, or feelings? Let us assure you, this can happen at any time. Remember, all we really have is a daily reprieve contingent upon the maintenance of our spiritual condition. If we don't feel the presence of God, it means we have work to do. Maybe we've taken back our will in some areas of our lives, or maybe we haven't made a necessary amends. If this is the case, we take the actions that reconnect us to the one who has all power. Starting with the second paragraph on page 88, the big book authors state once again that we need God's help.
Page 88, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 2. And then we're going to go over to paragraph 3, lines 1 from 1 and 2. We are undisciplined, so we let God discipline us in a simple way we have just outlined. But this is not all. There is action and more action. Faith without works is dead. In order for a two-way prayer to be effective, we must continually practice being in the presence of God. If we do the work, we will receive these rewards as life filled with power, peace, happiness, and a sense of direction.
And now we're going to talk about quiet time. Because we're now going to take a 5-minute quiet time so each of us can make contact with the Spirit of the universe and receive divine guidance right now. Please write down or capture on your fingertips any thoughts, images, or feelings you receive during this period of silence. And we are going to take
five minutes of
silent meditation, which can seem like a long time. But let's ready ourselves, be respectful to our neighbors, and the 5 minutes starts right now.
Okay.
Slowly bring it back.
I ran out of fingers. I had to use my toes. Thank you. As we mentioned last session, guidance can consist of thoughts, images, sounds, or feelings. We realize these messages can be very personal and are normally discussed with only your sharing partner. However, if you believe the group will benefit from what you have received, we ask that you consider sharing it with us now. In addition, you will be helping those who are still struggling with the 11th step to see how God constantly discloses more to you and to us. Who's willing to share what they have written or captured in their fingertips? So for the next 10, anybody willing to share what they got from God just now? Yes? Good. Jared? Anybody else? Somebody back there?
Thank you.
Good. Somebody else raise their hand over there. Yes. Good stuff. Yes, sir. Anybody else? Yes, sir. And you can be better. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I think one of the most awesome lines in there. It works.
It really does. Thanks. Surrender. Patrick. I got a ton of them, but one of the big ones is don't try to be so god darn controlling. Take it easy, big guy. That's what I got. Yes, sir.
That I was created for God's purposes, not my own, and I should be grateful for that. It doesn't mean money, property, or prestige. It means purpose.
Excellent. Yes, sir. Again?
On the wife.
Mormons?
That's why we have to write that stuff down.
Yes. Yes, way back there.
acceptance. Oh, we got somebody over there? Gary? Really? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good. We're glad he got you here. Yes, ma'am. I couldn't hear you. That's good. Anybody else? Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Whether you shared guidance or listened to others share their guidance, you have taken step 11. Big one. Now we can proceed to the 12th step. It reads,
having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Now that we've made conscious contact with the spirit of the universe, we have received the greatest gift of this program, a spiritual awakening. God is now guiding us in a way which is indeed miraculous. Chapter 7, in its entirety, is devoted to carrying our message of recovery to others. In the first paragraph on page 89, the Big Book authors tell us how we expand upon our new God consciousness.
This is from page 89, paragraph 1, lines 1 through 7. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much as ensure immunity from alcohol as intensive work with others. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to others. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence with others when others fail. When we work with others, our lives change. In the second paragraph on page 89, the authors state,
and this is page 89, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 7. So we're on page 89. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know that you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. On pages 89 through 103, the Big Book authors provide us with specific instructions on how to carry our life-saving message of recovery to others. They offer many valuable suggestions on these pages. In the first paragraph on page 100, the Big Book authors inform us that we grow spiritually when we work with newcomers.
Page 100, paragraph 1, lines 1 through 9. Both you and your sharing partner must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than any things we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. Back on page 63, the author stated that God is our new employer. Now, in the second paragraph of page 102 of the Big Book authors provide us with a new job description.
So that's page 102, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 6, page 102. Your job now is to be at the place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others. So never hesitate to go anywhere if you can be helpful. You should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Keep on the firing line of life with these motives, and God will keep you unharmed. This concludes our presentation of step 12 as found in our big book. Let God guide you when you make your 12-step calls, and the Spirit of the universe will keep you safe and protected. In addition, by relying upon guidance, you will be of maximum service to God and the people about you.
Being of service to others is critical to our continued growth and maintenance of our sobriety. Keep in mind that one of the primary services we can perform is to take prospective members through the 12 steps. Each time we do this, we learn more about our life-saving program and gain additional insight into the all-powerful Creator, who is at the heart of our new way of living. Now, all that's left is to practice the principles of the 12 steps in all our affairs. If we do this, we will remain in the sunlight of the Spirit for the rest of our lives.
We have now arrived at the 12th step question. And so we are now ready to take the 12th step. We would like everyone who is ready to take this step to answer this question as a group. And this is the 12th step question. Will you carry this message to others?
Yes.
Thank you. According to the Big Book authors, those that have answered yes to this question have taken step 12. We are going to close this session by reading the second, third, and fourth paragraphs on page 164. Here, the Big Book authors make yet one more statement concerning the importance of guidance and the necessity of working with others.
Page 164, paragraph 2, lines 1 through 10. Then we're going to go down to paragraph 3, lines 1 through 6, down to paragraph 4, line 1. It's called A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know a little, only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask God in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us.
Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you travel the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Please, don't let anyone talk you out of your miracle. We have taken the 12 steps the way that Bill W., Dr. Bob, and many of the pioneers intended for them to be taken. As the Big Book authors write in the second paragraph on page 132.
Page 132, paragraph 2, lines 5 and 6. We have recovered and have been given the power to help others. We welcome all of you who have taken the 12 steps to the fourth dimension of existence. We thank you for the opportunity to be your guides for this miraculous spiritual journey. Are there any questions? No questions? I've been covering the meeting leader.
All right, then, if there are no questions, we will conclude this session. Everyone will have to do... Wait a minute!
Wait a minute, we're not done yet.
We usually stand up and circle up, but we're going to stay seated because the book says we have to stay seated. And we will close, if you wish, with the Lord's Prayer. Whose Father?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you all for coming.
We have some, for those of you, let's practice the principle of honesty, which is our first step principle, that for those of you that are new, that have not taken the 12 steps, We have promised you that we will give you a free dinner. So for those of you that want to come up, and I'll give you a little signature, either Mark or I will give you a little signature on a piece of paper, and you will present that to the ticket takers for your free dinner. For all the rest of you, sorry, you're SOL. You're going to have to buy a ticket. We are out of tickets.
Yeah, we're out of tickets, by the way. Also, we have the court cards that are signed and up here. So for the newcomers that want to take advantage to be our guest for dinner, if you could come on up here. I need to get a head count.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, and bring
the books back.
Bring the big books back up to the front so we can use them for the next session. Thank you.
Christmas.
Oh, we also, Billy has been good enough to allow us to give away some of his amazing CDs of AA speakers. So if you're a newcomer and you want a speaker CD, come on up here too.
You take one too? Oh yeah, we're gonna get that. We're just finishing signing cards here, and then we'll get to the dinner tickets.
Just keep.
I already took it.
You already got one? Okay. So we've got two extras.